We're here at halftime on the WCC Network. David Gentile with Santa Clara Men's Soccer's Matt Gulbranson. And Matt, 10 matches down, 6-3-1 on the season going into conference. Give me your overall sense on how 2019 is going for the Broncos.
Oh, super exciting. I think it's been going great. Definitely compared to the last 3 years, we're in a great spot going into conference. We're super confident, super happy with 6 wins, especially a lot of them being on the road. So I think we're very confident and we're very excited to get going and onto our next challenge, conference.
You come back home after 5 matches on the road, 4 straight victories for you guys and a 9-1 goal differential over that stretch. What positive spells have you seen out of this team as of late?
Oh, lots of positive spells. I think defense, number one, has been great for us. I think they've been keeping us in games. Obviously, going on the road's tough against any college team, and teams are really aggressive, especially at home. And our defense has done a great job keeping us in games. And also hats off to our offense for finishing our chances. It's not easy getting in chances, and you get 2 or 3 away. And we've been able to bury most of the ones we got. So a lot of positives.
We were talking a moment ago before we started the interview, and you said you've really been impressed with this team competing for 90 minutes, not necessarily something that you've had as a group over the last couple of years. What's been the difference this season, you think, that's led the team to competing for the full 90?
I think a big difference between this year and just the past few years has just been guys competing for 90 minutes, and we got some guys playing the full 90 and other guys coming off and subs coming on. I don't think the level's dropped one bit. I think those guys coming off the bench have brought the same energy, brought that same competitiveness, and it's made our games really difficult on the opponent, and I think that's just been a huge difference maker for this year.
Big one out of the gates as you guys take on St. Mary's to start off conference play. They've obviously had a pretty big rise over the last couple of years. Tell me what you remember about the matchup with St. Mary's last season.
Last season was a great battle. It was at their place, super intense game. They got one on us, and we got another on them and tied it up. And we were really pumped. We thought we were going to win it, and we were competing. That was one of the best games we played all year. And unfortunately, we leaked a set piece in overtime. We leaked a free kick. The guy hit a good shot, so hats off to him. But it was a really competitive game, and ever since we lost it, we've been licking our chops and waiting for our next opportunity to get at them. So we're super excited for tonight.
We're talking with Santa Clara's Matt Gulbranson here on the WCC Network. You've got a lot of connections to Santa Clara soccer. Your father, Len, was a player here in the 80s, coach here in the 90s. You also had a cousin, Michael Gates, who played here from 2011 to 2014. Tell me about your connection to Santa Clara soccer and something that you were already pretty rooted in even before you came here.
Yeah, I remember as a kid growing up, I remember watching the games online and going to some games even. We lived down in Southern California, but coming up and watching some games. So I was always a fan, and obviously it's just a huge blessing and honor to be able to play here and follow in the footsteps of my dad and my cousin. It's really cool, and it's been something that I've wanted to do my whole life. So very lucky.
You told me that your dad was your longtime coach, and you said you learned a lot of the finer things about the game from him. Are there maybe one or two lessons that you remember learning growing up that you can point back to your dad as your coach and say, yeah, I really remember learning that, and that's something that stuck with me in this game?
Oh, so many. I remember one game in particular is when I was older in high school, so when I was almost ready to go to college. One of my academy games, we were tied 1-1, and those games end in ties if there's no overtime or anything like that. But I remember one game in particular where I was up for a corner kick late in the game, and I was able to get my head on the ball, and I didn't score it. I ended up kicking it over, and my dad told me, he's like, if you want to be next level and you want to play at the next level, you got to score that. And that really resounded with me, because obviously I was super mad at myself, and I was kind of mad at him for saying that, honestly. But it was the right thing to say, and I knew he was right. I knew I had to score something like that, and I was lucky enough to have a game the next day against the Galaxy Academy, which was a really good youth team from when I was younger, and I was actually able to score off of them. So I was able to kind of apply what he taught me immediately the next day. So that was definitely one of the ones that comes to mind.
Stepping outside of soccer, you're an accounting major. You're minoring in philosophy and the classics, something that you mentioned that you got into back in high school, talking about your minor. What interests you about philosophy and the classics?
I think studying the ancients is very cool. I think they had a lot of important things to say about life and what's important and how to lead a good life. So I think reading them is really valuable because, you know, these people lived and wrote what they wrote, you know, almost 2,400 years ago, and I think it's still relevant today, and I think that's a really cool thing to learn about and read.
You always get a lot of different perspectives. Are there one or two philosophers maybe where you look at what you've learned from studying them and you say, you know, I kind of like that as far as a take on life goes?
I think going way back, I think Aristotle is one of my favorites. I really like Socrates as well. I think he was cool in the way he challenged other people, and I think Thomas Aquinas in the medieval age, he was definitely one of my favorites.
Santa Clara's Matt Cole Branson, thank you for your time.
Thank you, David.
More of the Halftime Show coming up after this on the WCC Network.